Next, Hudson Mohawk Magazine Labor Talk host and roaming correspondent Willie Terry attended one of the New York Nurses statewide Days of Action rally for safe staffing in Albany at the state capitol Monday, June 11th, where they were pushing for passage of the Safe Staffing for Quality Care Act. He spoke to the organizer of the rally, Corey Ellis, political coordinator for Upstate New York Nurses Association, and various participants and speakers at the rally.
I'm here with Corey Ellis. You're the...
I'm political director for New York State Nurses Association.
Oh, okay. But you're also something else,
yes,
right?
I'm a president of Albany Common Council.
Right. Okay. What was the purpose of the Safe Staff rally today?
Well, the purpose is nurses in hospitals throughout all New York State have been burdened with too many patients. And right now, we want our state to pass a law with RNs to patient ratios. They did it in California. It saved hospitals millions and millions of dollars. We're at a point where our nursing people don't want to go to nursing profession because they other nurses tell nurses you don't want to do this because it's unsafe. And so what we want, the Safe Patient Staff Act would help with that and help alleviate nurses having 10 to 12 patients at one time throughout our hospitals and our nursing homes.
Okay. Now, what is the provision of the Safe Staff Quality Care Act?
That is it. It's the same. It is basically the state would set... The state would set numbers of RNs to patient in certain departments. Right now, there's no formula, there's nothing. So hospitals believe they can move nurses around. They always tell us that hospitals are staffed adequately. But they don't say we have nurses working 14-hour days, 15-hour days, because they don't have enough nurses to work in those facilities. And also, we're sending a message to Safe Quality Care Act is about that an RN is just not an RN. Too many times hospitals feel they can just move RNs from unit to unit to unit without the training that they need, and we that cannot happen any longer. We need to make sure that our patient's safety comes first, and passing this bill would guarantee that.
Okay. Now, why is it important that this act pass now as opposed to last year? Why is it
important? Well, it's been important every year. It's been important for the last, I think, seems like they've been doing this for 20 years. So it's important. Every year it's important to pass it. But we feel right now it's needed, and nurses can't wait any longer.
Okay. So what is the major opposition that is preventing this act from being passed?
Well, it was passed in the Assembly. Our senators we have 36 senators on the bill. So we have the majority in both houses on the bill. We have 102 assembly members on the bill. We have 30, so that's the majority in each house. It's up to the leadership to allow that to come out of those committees and go to the floor for a vote.
Now, what could, individual communities do to help get this passed?
Well, it is calling their elected officials. We say call it all elected officials. Call the Speaker Flanagan. Call Assembly, Majority for the Senate, Senator Flanagan, call Speaker Assembly Member Carl Hastie and ask him to allow his members to vote for that on the floor. Once again, I said we have the majority on the bill. There's a majority who've already sponsored this bill. It just needs to get to the floor to be voted on. And that's what we're asking. We're asking for a floor vote. And it will alleviate the stress and strain that these RNs feel for their patients every single day when they go to hospitals and not adequately staffed.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to say, tell our radio audience about this issue?
I would like to people to understand when you go to a hospital and you wonder why you don't see anybody for a long time, a nurse, this is why. Because they're caring for so many patients, they can't spend that time with that one patient, with your mother, your father, your grandparent, your aunt, your uncle, even your children. So when you go to a hospital and you wonder why you don't see a nurse, this is why. Because the hospitals are not adequately staffed. With this bill, it will force them to do what they should have always done, put patients first, and that way RNs can spend more time at the bedside rather than having 12 different patients that they can't spend that quality time with.
Thank you, Cora.
Thank you.
Your name?
Oh, my name is Oliver Yahoo.
And your name?
My name is Rachel.
Myla.
Roselle.
And all y'all are nurses?
Yes. Yes, at Albany Medical Center.
Oh, you're at the Albany Medical Center?
Yes, all of us.
Oh, okay. So what was the purpose of the rally today?
Oh, the purpose of this rally today is to let our lawmakers hear our voices to pass this bill for safe staffing, because safe staffing saves life. It's not only for us, but it's only for everybody, even you and your family.
So what have been some of the problems on the job, you know, because of understaffing?
Being understaffed, I tell you, it's really dangerous. It's dangerous for everybody, for you, for the patients, for the family, and for us too, as staff, as nurses. Okay? So that's why we are trying to let our lawmakers pass this bill.
In California, it's already passed. So how about New York? Why can't it be passed in New York? Right?
And, you know, the opposition, the reason why this law is could hardly be passed because of money, profit. Okay, profit, this is the main cause. But if you think about lives, this should be passed.
What are the hospital administrators and stuff? Are they in support of y'all getting more staff?
Hospital administrators?
Yeah.
Of course, they have the opposition, because if they will, if this safe staffing passed into law, they might lose money, profits. Okay, so they're kind of against this law.
So how do y'all feel that the rallying and whatever other things you're doing, that you feel that the legislature is going to pass this act this year?
Yeah, we are hoping that it will help.
Yeah, we are hoping that it will help.
We are hoping that they will be challenged to listen to us, to hear our voice,
and
pass the bill.
Yeah, mind you, we worked 12 hours last night. We have no sleep because we believe that this is so important for everybody, for our patients and for everybody. We came here to do the rally and to make our voices be heard by these lawmakers whom we put our trust to them to save or to protect our lives too, you know. It's just a vote yes. I don't know why, what's the reason behind it, that they are against it, but they have to pass it now. We can't wait for another month, another year.
Say, is there anything y'all would like to say to the community?
Yeah, for our community, please, call your representative, call your assemblyman, help them, help us let these voices be heard, because it is for us. This law is for everybody, for New Yorkers, okay?
All right, thank you.
People before profits! People before profits! People before profits! People before profits!
Thank you. We stand here today to say that we need this bill on the floor now!
Woo!
Right? Our babies can't wait. Our mothers can't wait. Our senior citizens cannot wait for this bill to pass, because it's about patients before profit. It's about making sure that our New Yorkers are healthy. It's about making sure our nurses can be with their patients. And most importantly, it's not about the healthcare executives, right?
Yeah.
Not about the hospital's profits, right?
Right.
Not about the donors. It's about our New Yorkers. So let's get this to the floor and let's get it done now.
Yeah.
Because New York needs the passage of safe staffing now.
My name is Cheryl Gumabay, and I was an immigrant from the Philippines in 2012, and I am now an American citizen.
Yeah!
Passed into law because we nurses can no longer be comfortable with uncomfortable and unsafe working conditions. If this is passed into law, then this would boost our morale to be our best every time we go to work. Our patients, which they rightfully deserve. And in the same manner that we also deserve quality and safe staffing.
Crystal People Stokes, I represent the great city of Buffalo. But this is not an issue just about Buffalo. This is an issue about the entire state of New York, from the West Coast to the East Coast, from the North to the South. This is about all of us, because all of us need exactly that, a good nurse who has support that we can depend on when our loved ones or ourselves are in the hospital. I'll be honest with you, I really don't like hospitals. But I will go into a hospital if there's a loved one there, because I know you all are understaffed. And there's some things that I can do for that person, not clinical, but supportive, that I have to be there. And there are many families like that in New York State who feel like they cannot take a person to the hospital and leave them, that they have to stay with them because they understand that the nurses are understaffed. And the doctors may only come in once a day, so you cannot depend on them. You have to depend on the nurses. And so I thank you for us being able to depend on you. I thank you for choosing this as a career because it's a choice. I'm gonna just be honest, full disclosure, I couldn't do what you all do. I appreciate you and I honor you. Thank God for you. And I was happy to take that vote back in 2016, and I'm happy to take it again.
She's the director, Matt London. Thanks,
Corey. It's great to be here. The previous speakers have done a spectacular job talking about how safe staffing is critical for patient care. I'm with Northeast New York Coalition for Occupational Safety and Health. Our slogan, as the banner says, is safe jobs for all. They face risks of infection from needle sticks. They face the risk of HIV, of hepatitis. They face serious risks from moving and transporting patients, of back injuries and shoulder injuries. They face, as we very tragically heard a few minutes ago, risks of workplace violence, of being assaulted. All three of those types of hazards are increased when there's not enough nurses.
Right.
They're all increased. So it's imperative that the Senate and the Assembly pass this legislation.
Yeah. We need your help. We have to get it through the Assembly, Health Committee, and on the floor of the Assembly, get it voted on, and then bring it to the Senate floor and do that. We need your help. We need your loud voice to get it done. Get it done this year. We've worked hard and long on this bill. Years. This is the right thing to do. We need your help. Don't let it go. It's time. Thank you.
That was WOOC roaming labor correspondent Willie Terry covering the Nurses Safe Staffing Rally, calling for passage of the Safe Staffing for Quality Care Act in New York.